Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Well, while Ursula von der Leyen was in Dublin today, EU Council President Charles Michel was visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping for talks aimed at shoring up diplomatic ties. Michel urged the Chinese president to use the country's influence on Russia over its war in Ukraine during his visit to Beijing. For more on this, we're joined now by Finbar Birmingham, who is the Europe correspondent with the South China Morning Post. And you're welcome, Finbar, to the programme this evening. This meeting between the two men took place in the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, and it's been 4 years since they've had a face-to-face meeting, so I'm sure plenty to discuss.
Yes, there were no shortage of topics, and indeed we were wondering beforehand how they were going to fit it all in. I mean, they had all in sundry on the list of items they wanted to raise with China, as well as meeting with Xi Jinping. He met with Premier Li Keqiang, he met with the head of the Standing Committee, Li Jiangsu. So there were a three-hour meeting with Xi, and then on to some of his most senior officials. I think it was quite high level. I don't think they went into great depth about any of the grievances or areas of potential cooperation. The plan was to go there and have what is now these days a pretty rare face-to-face chat with Xi Jinping after 3 years of self-imposed exile from the diplomatic scene due to the pandemic, to convey the message that I guess this is a different Europe to the one you dealt with a few years ago. But at the same time, also to find out, Charles Michel wanted to find out how China's changed. I mean, Xi Jinping has just secured an unprecedented third term in power. China has grown more assertive. It's been very closed off during the pandemic. So this was also seen by his cabinet, certainly as a bit of a fact-finding mission as well.
And do we know, was the very public recent waves of protests that have been sweeping across China, was that a topic for discussion between the two leaders?
We know that it was raised, not sure how directly, certainly obliquely it was alluded to in the accounts of the meeting that the EU released afterwards. And in the press conference, Michel said that he had raised this item. The timing was fairly unusual. Obviously, it wasn't known that these protests would be going on when the meeting was arranged, nor was it known that the former Chinese leader, Jiang Zemin, would die yesterday, obviously. So all of these issues sort of were swirling in the backgrounds. He was under pressure. Charles Michel was under pressure from some MEPs and diplomats to raise this protest issue. And he said at the press conference afterwards that he'd related to see that freedom of assembly is a fundamental human right, that he'd also had an exchange on COVID-19 and the relative experiences in Europe and China, that's a direct quote, including on the respective measures taken and the response of societies. So it was raised. We're not quite sure into how much detail or what Xi's response was. I mean, I get the feeling that this was probably both sides reading off a sheet of pre-scripted points rather than any sort of huge dialogue, particularly on prickly issues like that.
Okay. And speaking of prickly issues, Russia's invasion of Ukraine also on the agenda. Do we know what was said?
Well, we know that Michel related the message that they've been that EU officials have been giving China since the day that the war started, the day of the invasion, which is please use your influence to try and do something about this. So far, we haven't really seen Beijing willing to do much. Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany went to China last month. He was the first Western leader to visit since the pandemic, and he extracted what was seen as a bit of a win in Berlin, some sort of an opposition from China to the use of nuclear weapons. Charles Michel had the same point made from Xi Jinping today. Both sides oppose this. But we see in reality very little actual influence being exerted. You do see Chinese media and officials repeating Russian rhetoric and claims, disinformation and so on. However, I get the impression that while Brussels would dearly love for China to come out and really condemn Russia, there's really not much realistic optimism about that. I think they're quite content with the fact that China isn't militarily helping Russia. It's not that they know at least providing weapons. It's not contravening sanctions. Sure, it's buying more Russian oil, but so is India and so on. And I think to maintain that status quo, they'd be fairly content right now. Obviously, anything on top of that from Xi Jinping and China would be a great bonus.
There's also been a round of tit-for-tat sanctions between China and EU lawmakers, Finbar, which no doubt has strained relations.
It has. That was last March, and you can sort of draw a line between that and the downturn in bilateral ties that took place over the last, I guess it's now about 18 months or just over. That led to the collapse of the long-negotiated investment agreement between the EU and China. It led to a real cooling off where, you know, officials in Brussels weren't having their phone calls returned for months on end. And, you know, that was really then... that led into the Russian invasion, which led to a further deterioration in ties. There's been rising suspicion towards China over the course of the pandemic. Under Xi Jinping, it's become a much more assertive government, internationally. You hear a lot of complaints about wolf warrior diplomacy, which is essentially Chinese diplomats, you know, taking to social media and so on, and being very vocal with their criticisms of the West and of Europe in particular. I think this is a sort of a feature of the system under Xi Jinping, rather than, you know, something unusual. What we've seen is over recent weeks, slight thaw in ties. Periodically we do see that European leaders want to re-engage with China after a bit of a downtime, and I think that's what we're seeing now. At the same time, though, there's a little bit of a dichotomy in Europe's policymaking towards China. They certainly are trying to think of ways to reduce their reliance on the Chinese economy, but at the same time they also realize that this is their biggest trading partner. Europe is staring down the barrel of a recession. Inflation's running at 10%. Not sure there's great appetite to sort of engage in any more sort of trade warfare with China when you've also got something brewing with the United States.
Really interesting to speak to you, Finbar, and thank you very much for joining us. That's Finbar Birmingham, the Europe correspondent with the South China Morning Post.